Retailer Truworths released its annual numbers today, and while sales ticked up by nearly 4%, diluted headline earnings fell back 8.5%, while trading profit took a knock of 80% as the company cut the value of its UK business Office London by over a third. The company's CEO, Michael Mark, joins us on the line now with greater perspective on those numbers. Thanks so much, Michael, for your time this evening. So retail sales climbing higher, up 3.7%, diluted headline earnings per share, as I mentioned, down 8.5%. This is no easy trading environment where it's becoming harder and harder, I guess, for that top line to actually filter through down to the bottom.
You know, Lisa, you've just made a brilliant summary of the reality, which is we have a great business. The expenses are under great control. Our cash flow is excellent. But our challenge in our business is top line. Office, of course, has other challenges. Also, controlled expenses. They also need top-line growth. Their challenge is the move to e-commerce, poor economy, and the resultant large number of real estate bricks-and-mortar stores that have long leases. So the challenges are simple, but the challenge of top-line is the major challenge.
I'll be getting to your UK operations in just a bit, but let's focus on perhaps your South African or Africa arm for now. Account sales comprising as a group 51% of group retail sales. That's a slight ticking higher there, with account sales up 4.5% versus 2.8% in cash. In fact, on your Africa division, cash sales are down 0.1%. Are you surprised given the current climate, or is this a function of a distressed economy?
Look, Alicia, if I can just correct one of the statistics you just mentioned. The 50% is looking at the group, including office. So if you look at Truworths Africa, what's really mainly Truworths South Africa, then the credit portion of sales is about 71% and the cash about 30%. Am I surprised about the cash of 30% only growing by 1% or actually shrinking, as you said? And a little bit disappointed. I wouldn't like it that way. But no, I'm not surprised. I mean, we all know why. The economy's in terrible condition, and people are really just looking for great, great bargains as cheap as they possibly can, especially if they don't have credit. On the other hand, the credit business was pleasantly better than I had expected. And what's interesting, Alicia, is that the credit book in our business, which is 70% of our business, is about the healthiest it's been, surprisingly. That's the surprise, in the last 6 or 7 years. And the account growth is the best it's been ever.
That's surprising, because one would assume what the current economic environment does is make it tougher for you to keep a handle on those, that credit not culminating into bad debt, Michael. So how are you managing that risk?
That's the biggest issue of all, and you spot on. So how do we manage it? There's no big ideas. It's really perpetual, never-ending attention to detail, and it's all about tough standards. We haven't compromised on our credit granting criteria. In fact, we've got better and better computer systems and business models and scorecards. And we never compromise on those, even if it means we reject a large number of accounts. I mean, we actually reject about 76% of the people who apply for us credit because they are just not credit worthy. So over time, through canvassing for new accounts, enticing customers and inviting them and various other things, it's worked well.
Not compromising on standards there, but while you work to entice consumers your way, your margins coming in low. It's now sitting at 51.6%. And this where, your margins have always been incentive for investors because Truworths has stood as a high margin business. Michael, are you worried about where that's headed?
Alicia, sorry, again, I know our numbers are a bit complicated because of this impairment you mentioned up front and because of the way Office and Truworths are separated. But the reality is that Truworths Africa component gross margin hasn't changed in 6 or 7 years. It's exactly the same at 55.6%. The number you're quoting, which is 51,
is for the group.
Is the group, yes. That declined nothing to do with Truworths, purely and simply because Office's gross margin has declined as their mix of products sold has changed.
Are you worried about where that's headed?
I'm worried about many things in office. Primarily, it's not so much about the mix you've just spoken about. I think we're going to turn that around as we get rid of all the old stock, which we've done a lot of, and as the brands start to improve the ones we already doing very well. I think it's more about this issue I spoke about up front, which is top line in the economy in the UK and the real estate on long leases where the economy is moving towards e-commerce.
Okay, let's take a look then at UK because, you know, you've cut the value of that business now, Michael, by a third on Brexit uncertainties, also a shift to online shopping. You've written down the value there by 1.7 billion rand. What's the plan for that business? You mentioned a turnaround and restructuring initiatives. What exactly are we looking at?
We're doing what you would imagine is obvious in that situation. We are very, very cautious on capital expenditure and expenditure. But those are more to do with administratively. Obviously, we'll do that. The opportunity side of it is we have a business there called Offspring, which is real upmarket, top of the range, sneakers for, you know, we're talking about sneakers that can sell for £400 and £600. That business is doing particularly well, and that we hope to continue to grow. The e-commerce has been growing all along. That'll still happen. So the real strategy is how to get out of some of the loss-making stores and how to realign the business to make sure the office brand does well, and that's our focus.
How soon do you see a turnaround coming to the fore so that this venture into the UK, Michael, starts paying off?
I look, it's been a terrible disappointment. But, to be fair to us, we never dreamed of a thing called Brexit, but that's not the issue. It's still been disappointing. I think that what we're hoping for is this year we're in now, which we already started, that the profit will increase and not go backwards again. So we're hoping the £12 million EBITDA will grow. I don't know if it'll be 13 or 14 or 15. That's our first plan. And then to grow thereafter. So I'm hoping even next year when you and I have this conversation, I'm hoping I'll be able to say to you, we started the turnaround already this coming year.
But that UK arm office still worth it in your books?
You know, it's worth the £100 million less. Am I sorry we bought it at that time for £250 million? Of course, the timing was most unfortunate for us. Can we turn it around? I'm pretty confident we can. And will we in 4 or 5 years be able to say, we're pleased we've got it? I'm hoping and expecting to say yes. But the journey's a harder one than we hoped for.
We'll catch up with you, Michael, at a later stage. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Michael Mark, CEO of Truworths.